Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. No short shorts here in this studio. Yeah, I could never get into those things. I just really couldn't. All right, let's get back to some hard sports news here. We got to talk a little Saints camp, as it was day two of the three-day mini camp. And in my mind, I told this earlier in the show, I'm not sure who stood out, so I want to get another perspective here on this. Let's go ahead and bring in Andrew Doak, sports anchor for WWL TV Channel 4. Andrew, are you sunburned? Are you okay? I know you were burnt to a crisp out there with me today.
Yeah, I didn't put on too much sunscreen. That's a problem for me. I'm trying to get better at it.
Yeah, so, you know, you and I were talking out there. We're both not Louisiana or New Orleanian natives, right? So we struggle with this humidity a little bit out there at times.
Yeah, well, being from Austin, it's a little bit humid, but man, the rain doesn't like come off the coast, obviously, and it just freaking like sits there all day, and then it burns off, and then it just sticks to you. It's a transition period.
Yeah, definitely. I'm still kind of wiping that sticky stuff off. But all right, let's talk a little Saints minicamp here. And what's your biggest takeaways here from today? Nobody really, this is what I said earlier in the program, nobody really stood out in a good or bad way. I'm not sure what that means, but I had a hard time latching on to any one particular storyline today.
Yeah, the second day of them just being in hats, and I think according to the new CBA, I guess that's going to be the way all the way through mini camp, and then I think the first 3 days of training camp. So it makes it a little bit tough when, you know, you're not seeing complete full contact, even though I will say they were pretty physical for only having the hats on today. But I thought maybe the best two plays that stuck out to me were a deep ball that was thrown by Breeze down the sideline to Tommy Lee Lewis. I thought it was a beautiful pass. And then all of a sudden, Marcus Williams came from like across the field and broke up the pass. That was a tremendous play for him. You know, looking forward to this season, would love to see another great year for him, especially the way that, you know, last season ended. You know, I'd love to be able to chat with him about that too, but haven't been able to. He's been slippery in the locker room.
He has, yeah.
And I guess, look, on the offensive side, probably the best offensive play I saw was at the end of the two-minute drill on a Breeze rollout, and he hit Mark Ingram right near the pylon. I guess the positive thing for Saints fans is, I mean, Mark Ingram looks like he's in good shape. I know probably there's not a lot of people who are too happy that he was away from the facility and everything throughout the summer and OTAs, but he looks like, outside of the four-game suspension, which people should be upset about, he looks at least in good shape.
You know, going back to Marcus Williams here, I kind of seen the same things you have the last couple of days. He stood out to me. He's bigger, and sideline to sideline, he may be faster than he was a year ago. And I know that final play kind of skews people's perception of him, but he has such a fantastic year. People forget he was a fringe all-pro guy, not just, you know, all-rookie guy. He was a fringe all-pro guy last year. I think he's going to be fantastic, Andrew.
I do, too. And I think sometimes, not really to his own detriment, not his fault, I think there really is just so much talent in that secondary. I think it's easy just to kind of, you know, to go towards Marshawn Lattimore every time when you're watching him play, or, you know, maybe the sexier choice would be to, you know, gravitate towards Kurt Coleman because we haven't really talked to him. But yeah, no, Marcus Williams is a unbelievably talented player, and, you know, that one play, maybe 20 years from now, the one play obviously I'm referencing was against the Vikings, might still be something that sticks out in his career 20 years later, but he has so much in front of him to be able to right that wrong, if you will, and have an unbelievably successful career, because he is that talented.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's like Tony Romo early on in his career. What is it, his second full year starting or first full year? He had that bobbled snap that lost them a playoff game. Nobody remembers. I guess people remember that, but it didn't define his career. And you talked about Mark Ingram as well. What do you make of what he said yesterday? And I believed him, by the way, when he said this wasn't about a contract dispute. This was just kind of a false media narrative. I actually believe him. Do you? What do you make of that? And you're right. He's looked really good here the last couple of days.
Well, if I'm honest, I go back and forth between believing him. Look, as far as sitting out voluntary OTAs, there's nothing that he had to gain as far as leverage-wise. As far as health-wise, just wanting to be able to train on your own and not put yourself, you know, in a position to get hurt during, you know, that training period and then lose all your leverage, I can understand that a little bit. But I think at the end of the day, if you're a Saints fan, don't be so upset about seeing him skip voluntary OTAs, because we've seen that with plenty of big name players, you know, throughout the last several years. And Tom Brady is one of the highest on the list that's, right, you know, skipped them multiple times. But be more upset with him about the 4-game suspension that he's going to have to serve. And as far as the PED use is concerned, he had an opportunity to be able to say, this is why I disagree with it. And he didn't take that chance. So to me, you can disagree with it all you want, but how I view it is that you didn't take the steps necessary in order to be able to cover all the bases for whatever it was that you were taking. And for that reason, Saints fans should be upset that there was an irresponsible error on his part.
Yeah, we're in lockstep there about Ingram. Talking to Andrew Doak, who's a sports anchor for WWL TV Channel 4, Brave the Heat out there at Saints camp today. Everybody's watching the quarterbacks as they should. We know Drew's Drew. He just stays. Doesn't look like he's skipped a beat. What side of this Taysom Hill debate, I suppose, are you on? Because it seems to have factionized a little bit. People who think, hey, he already looks like the heir apparent, or people who say, hey, pump the brakes here a little bit. What have you seen from Taysom?
Well, I kind of like tend to go back to what I saw from him in college. And that's not to, like, someone who's been in college, like, or been out of college for several years now, like, you can't discount how much they can grow with being around an NFL system for a couple of years. But when he was at BYU, he was much more of a runner than he was a thrower. That's just a fact. Now, does he have an arm? Yeah, it looks like he does, but I really want to see it with the lights on inside a stadium on Sunday to really be able to say, okay, this guy really has some talent, because you can do it in practice all you want, and you can do it especially when – you're not even really going live yet. But whenever you put those pads on and you get between those lines on a Sunday, I mean, that's just a different level. And I think he's an unbelievable athlete, as you saw both, you know, in special teams last year where he was making plays. But it would need to take a greater sample size for me to check that box and say he's anywhere near to the Breeze heir apparent at this point.
Yeah, indeed. And even today, we saw him running a couple of times instead of throwing the football, when I think Sean Payton probably would have preferred him to stay in the pocket and find a receiver. And it's just the classic OTA, overblown, hyperbolic storyline, right, where we make a lot out of a little. That's what I think we're seeing from Taysom Hill here, both sides of it. Is that it's just OTAs, right, Andrew? We got to let this stuff work itself out. He's not going to make himself the heir apparent, if you want to use that, here in this part of the season.
Well, sure, but let me give you this option, and this is what it comes back to. If you did see Breeze going downhill, would you rather have Taysom Hill, or would you rather have that first-round pick next year that you don't have to be able to go get a quarterback if you needed to and be near the top of the group? I would be in the boat right now where I would say I would want that first round pick to be able to get, you know, a quarterback at some point in time. That doesn't have any reflection at all to do with Marcus Davenport. I'm just saying that hypothetically, if you did have a first round pick and could go get a quarterback, I would go get one rather than depend on Taysom Hill to be your quarterback in the future. That's just me from based off what I've seen right now.
What parts of this team concern you the most right now at this point of the season, a couple of months away from training camp and preseason?
Well, the easy answer would be the running backs. I think there's talent, but here's my worry. My worry is that somehow too much gets tossed onto Alvin Kamara's plate. And I feel like they found a number last year that worked for him. He said he basically stayed at the same weight. And, you know, there were times where, whether it was that Thursday night game against Deion Jones, shoot, even that game against Minnesota in the NFC divisional round matchup where he took a couple of pops where, you know, obviously ended up with a concussion. He needs to be limited in his role where he is able to stick to that number that they have for him where he's most efficient and just ride that pony till it dies. But if he gets overused, that's the fear that I have. What that means is, you know, either Terrence West, who they signed today, is going to need to take some more snaps to take the load off of him. Boston Scott as a scat back, Trey Edmonds, you can go kind of down the list. I think that's the one thing that kind of makes me most nervous. And, hey, at the end of the day, if that's, like, the most nervous I am about a position group, that's not the worst position group to be worried about for four games.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Andrew, before we let you go, I'm asking everybody right now, do you? If I gave you $1 to put on a team where LeBron James landed, and I said, you got to put it somewhere, you got to put it on one team, where's it go? Where's LeBron James winding up?
I will say, and I don't like saying this because I'm a Spurs fan, I'll say Houston.
That would be scary.
And I don't think that his child being enrolled in that LA high school or whatever came out has anything to do with him and where he's ending up. But that's just me.
Yeah, I have the Spurs as one of my dark horse candidates. I think he likes Pop too much. By the way,
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind it.
Andrew Doak, sports anchor for WWL TV Channel 4. Thanks for the time, man. We will see you sweating out there soon at Saints camp. I'm sure.
All right, see you, Seth. Bye.
All right, there he goes, Andrew Doak. Again, catch him on WWL TV, Channel 4, every single night. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show, and we'll have our moment of Zen, Alvin Kamara. Some sound today from him out at Saints camp. This is Seth Dunlap. Double coverage wraps up next on WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.